It's time for Budweiser's From the Sidelines, presented by North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. And we will do this for the first time in a long time. We welcome in Fox 8's own John Telitz. JT, how's it going, man?
It is going great, Rocco. Good to be on with you. And happy Thursday to all of our friends out there. And this summer has just flown by. Absolutely flown by.
Yes, it does fly by. But I guess the bright side of that is football is right around the corner. I mean, it may as well already be here for you. You've been out there at Browns camp. And, John, one of the first bullet points you actually sent to me for our little rundown here today, talking to me about Kevin Stefanski kind of easing the guys into camp and being very deliberate about that. How and why is my question for you?
Well, he knows that he has, in essence, they've had a real good off season, which he didn't have the opportunity to have a year ago as a rookie head coach. He came into this off season knowing that they would have the OTAs that were voluntary. Yes, they were. And then he had the mandatory mini camp there in June, and they got great work in the off season. A lot of the work was done. Much of the work was done installing things on a virtual level, but he also understands that there are, 17 games this year. It's one more, and obviously one less preseason game. So changes how he approaches things. But with the amount of guys coming off of injuries and or surgeries and what have you, I think he just wanted to be prudent to make sure there are no soft tissue issues, and there are a few. You can recall last year, he didn't even get a chance to practice or be there for practice for their first practice because of that false positive that they had for that first day. So he's been in camp. I think he's grown into his job. He's more comfortable. He knows the deliberate pace, giving guys a little bit of extra time to recover from workouts and what have you is the more prudent, smart thing to do in a 17-game regular season climate that the National Football League is now ensconced in.
The Nick Chubb extension, 3 years, $36 million and some change there. Right move in fair price there from the front office?
Well, I know there's the camp that goes by the analytical Bible, if you will, that you don't commit a lot of money to a running back because of their short life that they have. And they're prone to injuries because they're banged up on each and every play. But Nick Chubb is just a special, unique kind of a player. Not just is the fact that he's a smart, tough, and accountable individual, which are the three key words that they always seem to mention day in and day out they want their football players to be. He's universally loved. He's among the top three backs in the National Football League, in my estimation. He can run away from the little guys, and he can run over the big guys. And not many guys can say they can do it. So it made sense. He didn't get as much money as some guys, recent running backs that signed deals. But still, $20 million of the 36 is guaranteed. That's a lot of money. And I think he's going to earn it all back for them because the manner that Stefanski is using him and also using Kareem Hunt to keep them fresh, to keep it so that you can see this guy in the fourth quarter. You know the stats that he had last year, which were absolutely ridiculous. Fourth quarter, he averaged 10 yards a carry in the fourth quarter of games. So he is, in essence, the Raleigh Fingers, the Mariano Rivera, if you will. He's the closer, And so you put him into a game in the fourth quarter, and he, along with a few choice runs from Kareem, those two guys can close things out for you. So made a lot of sense in that way, and we know there's three other guys that they have to take care of, and I'm not sure how soon those things will happen, but they did the running back, and they took care of the running back, and everybody's happy about that.
Well, I know the Indians on more than one occasion this year have needed better production out of their closer, so I don't know, maybe something with Chubb can be worked out there. John, I've seen videos of Odell moving around, and from someone who's had an ACL injury personally, he looks fantastic moving around. I'm just curious if you agree, having the chance to see him in person a little bit.
Yes, and they've, going back to the deliberate thing, trying to avoid any complications with him, they've kind of been on a day-on, day-off type of a situation, not in team drills one day, able to participate the next. He just looks so explosive out of his cuts. And I could see if he was just running straight away and, whoa, that's some fine speed you have there, young man. But he's doing all of the dynamic cuts, and this is an ACL we're talking about. That's basically, you know, a stabilizing ligament that can enable you to do those types of things. And he just looks really incredible. He's in a phenomenal frame of mind. He's chomping at the bit. He's going to be smart about things, how they go. But they're also being showing some precautions as well. And I know about six or seven days or so ago, they had the situation with Hollywood. Higgins had a little bit of a rolled ankle, but he seemed to have come back from that. So to be safe, they went out and got that receiver, Davion Davis, I believe from the Vikings, had a little bit of history with Kevin when Kevin was in Minnesota. So he can kind of help on the so-called pitch counts of some of these wide receivers because Odell's not in all the drills and they're taking their time with some of the guys. But Odell just looks absolutely amazing. And I don't think it's, you know, seeing those videos that he put out on social media over the winter were astonishing because they were so close to the period of time when he had his surgery.
Right.
But now seeing him on the field and coming out of his cuts and just looking so dynamic, I know Baker's loving it. I know, you know, the rest of the team is just buoyed by the fact that he's bouncing around out there and he's just excited about the opportunity to come back after getting injured against the Bengals.
Well, that's a great sign, not just for Browns fans, but for football fans in general. I think the NFL is much more fun when Odell is in there and producing at a high level. So, John Telich, our guest here on Budweiser's From the Sidelines, presented by North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. JT, any other big updates on the injury front that we should know about?
Well, you did have, and I did mention a little bit the fact that you had JOK with the situation with COVID, and he cleared that. So he was gone for 10 days. He cleared the COVID and was activated on Tuesday. So he was out there practicing. As far as injuries are concerned, you had on Monday Anthony Walker go out with a knee injury and still trying to get more updates on that and see the ramifications of that. Besides Walker and the knee, there's Anthony Schwartz, the rookie, and Ronnie Harrison, the veteran safety. Both those guys are dealing with hamstring situations. So not the situation that you had a year ago when early in camp, Kevin Johnson had a lacerated kidney. You had Grant Delpit blowing out his Achilles tendon, and he was gone for the year. Greedy had the shoulder thing. So in those instances, a little bit different than the impact that you had a year ago.
I want to ask you about Greedy quickly. I know, I believe it was, day one he had to be walked off the field, struggling with the heat out there in Berea.
Yeah.
Just your thoughts on how he looks so far. I know he's, hoping to be in a much bigger role this year.
Yeah, and I have seen him out there in drills, and he's another one of those guys that they're just not going to, have him out there all the time. Same with Grant Delpit, who's coming back from his Achilles and has looked good in the times that he's, been able to take part. So I think you're being cautious. This is a shoulder that they said, was to the point where it could start to regenerate and be stronger for him. And I don't think he's 100% as far as that is concerned. So they're leery. And, basically Tuesday, just 2 days ago, was the first day that they could even put on pads. So I think they're going to take their time with people like Delpit and Greedy. But, the youngster, Greg Newsom, has looked really good in drills. And sometimes in the 7-on-7 drills, I've seen the great communication that this young cornerback has with, the safety, John Johnson III, or Troy Hill, one of the other cornerbacks, and how the back end of the defense is, I think, going to be really strong this year. And I didn't even mention Denzel Ward, who is Denzel Ward. So a lot of things are looking up in terms of how the back end of this defensive secondary has been looking so far.
On the defensive front, Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, again, Tuesday was just the first day of pads for these guys. So I'm sure we'll see some more highlights as the preseason rolls along here. But does Jadeveon look as menacing as he once did? Does he still kind of look like he's got it? What's up with him?
Yeah, I think he's looked really good, and he's having a good time. I recall the first day that the fans were in the facility and were able to enjoy it. That would have been last Friday. And, you know, he was playing to the fans, enjoying the fact that fans were there watching practice. I think everybody was. Same thing for Miles. But with the quickness that both of those guys have, the explosive nature, and where Clowney can play on one side and Garrett on the other, even flip-flop and put Miles inside on occasion and just a mess with opposing offenses. But if you have both of those guys on the outside and they're setting the edge, I remember Anthony Walker saying something. I think actually the day that he had to leave practice due to his knee, talking about, I've just got to really work in front of me, and I don't have to worry as much about getting to the outside because these guys are setting the edge and they're so good at that. And I think you're going to be in for a lot of fun as far as that's concerned. Andrew Billings, the defensive tackle, he's lost 20 pounds. He looks really explosive, and he is a large human being. I know the defensive line coach is saying that he could be the strongest guy that he has ever seen on a football field. So you try to move him off of the ball, or if he's playing both gaps and trying to mess up the offensive lineman, that's a guy that you want to have there. So we'll see what happens with that.
They've upgraded that defense, JT. They could be scary this year. I know that's what people wanted, and I think Andrew Berry went out and delivered. So that is fantastic stuff there. JT, last one here before I let you go, man. As far as vaccination rates across the team and maybe some other things that kind of take away from the on-field stuff, Kevin Stefanski puts a shush to that in a hurry, and I think that can only be good for this team moving forward.
Yeah, I think it does. I know there were some places around the National Football League where they wanted to put wristbands on players saying, this guy's vaccinated, that guy's not. And Kevin said, nope, that's not happening here. First of all, their vaccination rate earlier in the week was at 90%. Now, that was guys that either had been fully vaccinated or were still in the process of maybe if they're a two-shot guy, they're in between shots one and shots two. Bottom line is they're very compliant as far as the players are concerned. I know all the coaches are, so you have that environment there. They got JOK back on Tuesday. That's good. But as far as the vaccine rate is concerned, it seems like they're way up there, and so that's a good thing. And then when you just get to the overall flavor of this franchise and the organization and the Barry, Stefanski, DePodesta triumvirate, if you will, there's just no baloney going on in that building. There's no drama. There's no leaks. You know, there is nothing inside that building where it would seed, dropping the seeds of discontent amongst players or whatever factions may be that we heard so much about as recent as 2 or 3 years ago when you had so much drama. So when it starts at the top like that, I think it bodes well for the franchise.
What a turnaround. I mean, what a turnaround for this franchise. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And here we are getting to cover it for another year. A very productive year, a winning year is what this team hopes to accomplish. So we will see how it all unfolds. One thing is for sure, JT, you and I will be talking each week here on our Budweiser from the Sidelines, presented by North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. JT, thank you for your time today, man. I appreciate it. Look forward to catching up some more next week.
All right. Sounds great, Rocco. And you guys have a great week. We'll talk to you then.